Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, sister.
Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Let us get started by first coming clean before the Lord. Is that all right with everybody? Let us come clean by repenting. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you asking for forgiveness of our sins, Father. We want to come clean before you tonight, Father, before we say another word. Father, we just thank you for giving us this great opportunity to say yes to your will. Yes to your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, and we thank you for what you're about to do, what you have done, and what you're going to reveal to us here tonight, Father. And, Father, let those come, Father, who need to be healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we are in agreement with your word, and we accept you in Christ's name, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I know Dr. Hunter had someone that he wanted to pray for. Want us to pray for Sister Jones, who has been sick or still in the hospital, if my information is correct. So we want to come together tonight as elders of God, as men and women of God. We want to pray and seek in the face of God that she may be healed, delivered, and set free according to her faith. And according to our faith, seeking the Lord on her behalf. Amen? If that's all right. Because the Bible says, and we talked about it a little bit last week, call for the elders of the church is what God's word says. And so we're calling for the elders of the church, and we're praying to God in the name of Jesus Christ that whatever her situation is, whatever her illness is, we pray and ask the Lord to go forth to heal her in the name of Jesus, set her free in the name of Jesus. So we're just thanking God for it right now. We're going to just thank God for her healing. Amen. We're going to thank God for her healing. We're not coming in our own name tonight. We're coming in the name of Jesus Christ. So you can believe this report because it's true. Amen. Because God gave us Isaiah 53:4-5. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's what he has given us, and we want to receive that in our hearts and believe it. Amen? Because the Bible says he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had bore our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded, hallelujah, Jesus, for our transgressions. He was wounded for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was up on him, and with his stripes, his wounds is healed. Amen?
Amen.
So we are claiming her healing tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God. So tonight, let's all accept Jesus Christ. All who accept Jesus Christ tonight, let us all accept him. Amen. The Bible says, is anyone thirsty, come and drink, even if you have no money. This word is free. Come and drink. God gives to us freely. This nourishment is free, and we can feed on it. It feeds our souls. Amen. It feeds our souls. So we just thank God and give God the glory tonight. The Bible says, but as many as receive him, I'm in John chapter 1, verse 12, if anybody want to follow me. It says, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. We believe his name tonight. We believe on his name. Amen. Which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. So we believe God's report tonight. We believe his word. He is a man. He's not a man that he should lie. Amen? So his word is true. Every time we read it, it is truth in the word. We can believe this word. And sometimes because it's not expedient, sometimes people don't want to believe it. But God is not slack in his promises. He's not slack. God's salvation is freely offered, and we have to accept him except your Son, Jesus Christ. We have to nourish our souls by eagerly receiving his word. Without God's nourishment, we'll starve spiritually. So we want to receive his word tonight. Amen. All who welcome Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior are reborn spiritually, receiving new life from God. So we want to receive that new life from God. This is what we want to receive, that new life. Amen. So we can have what the Word said that we can have. So we just trust God tonight. We trust him. We trust God's Word. I know I do. Amen. But the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:5, I'm going to go there. It says, see, many people say they believe the word of God. And when you talk to them and when you try to get them together to do things and to pray for people and so forth, you can't hardly find them. You can't find the elders. You can't find those who say they really know God, who really serve God. Amen? The Bible says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. That's what the Bible says. Denying the power thereof, not believing that God can do what he say he can do in his word. His word says it, and we believe it. Amen? We believe God's word. So it is offered to us free, and anybody that will receive him can receive the word freely. It says in chapter 3, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fear, despisers of those that are good, traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. And this is such, you know, I talk to many people, and when the Lord allowed me to talk to many people, I find out that people really don't believe the word of God. They really, really don't believe it. They always put a goat in the pasture with the sheep. Always. They'll say, but God, but this, but that. They always got a goat somewhere. And when you speak the word of God to people, it lets you know where they really are. Because when you tell them about Isaiah 53:4-5, people hesitate. They hesitate, and it just, you know, it just really stuns me. They said, but, when they're talking. And so they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And that's what I have found with a lot of people. They deny the power thereof. And it's no surprise, because God tells us that in his word. But what we're looking for, we want people to consider the word of God. To consider the word of God and believe. We have to be believers. We have to come together on one accord. The world is together. It's the body of Christ that is not together like we should be. The Bible said, the Lord said he gave gifts to the church, and the gifts are not operating because we got too much jealousy, envy, whatever else going on. And it's not about us. It's about the word of God. And we want to get with strong people, people with faith who truly believe. And that's what we want to do. We want to get with those who truly believe and believe on the word of God. And it's heartbreaking when you come across people that have been in church for years and they have no faith and they don't believe. So that's why we have to gather ourselves with people who truly believe the word of God. And that's why I talk to people, and I thank God because his word is so true. His word is so true. And as we read the scriptures to see what God is saying, it's no wonder that people deny the power of God. They deny that power. And so it's just, it's heartbreaking when you talk to people that have no faith. And people have been taught certain things, and they think that they can do whatever they want to do, and God will approve of it. And that's not so. We have to stick with the word, amen? Stick with the word of God. And so that's why it's so important to get ourselves with people who are truly, truly believers, truly have faith. And I was telling someone today, I said, I just don't want to gather with people who have no faith. And they are saying things, and they're quoting scriptures, but they have no faith. It's not from the heart. They're just quoting scriptures. And that's heartbreaking to me. And that's why when I gather with true saints, and we come together, I expect God's word to come to pass. I expect it. I don't know about anybody else, but I expect God's word to come to pass. I expect the saints to come together for such a time as this. Times are crucial, and so much is happening in the world. And so I expect God's people to come together. But many times people don't want to come together and do the will of God. They'll speak the word, they'll hear it, and not do it. They hear the word, but not doers of the word. Unspiritual. So disconnected, and it's such a sad shame. But as I was reading in John chapter 1, it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And God has given us that. He's given us those who believe on his name. Can you imagine? He given us the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And it says, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. We can come to him at any time because he's full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. That's just enough right there. Full of grace and truth. Knowing that when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he's full of grace, full of truth. And it's just a blessing to know that. And a lot of people take it for granted because they think because they read the scriptures, that's all they need, but it's deeper than that. It's truly deeper than that. When you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, leading and guiding you, teaching you, consoling you, counseling you, all of this, it's so important that we stay connected and pray for one another and pray ourselves and meditate on the word of God. It's so important. Amen. So important. I want to invite others at this time. Valerie, if you're still listening, I want to invite you. If you have a word that you want to share or make a comment, I invite you to jump in as well, come in as well and speak.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
That word is really rich, and it's so full of so full of truth. As you were speaking, I was just kind of pondering and meditating on what you were saying. And when you were talking about how divided we are and how we really don't trust God, and we tend to not believe it, that he can do what he said he's going to do.
Amen.
But you know, the word also says to draw nigh unto me,
yeah,
and I'll draw nigh unto you. How the way we get to build our faith is to spend more time with God and more time with his word. You know,
yeah,
that's like, and the way we get to know one another is by spending time with one another. Relationships grow. And it's
Amen.
The same thing with our relationship with God. If we don't spend no time with him, how are we going to know what he wants? Or how are we going to understand what he can do? It's that spending that time, it's imperative that we
mm-hmm.
draw closer to God, not run away from it. But sometimes, you know, we can say we have so much to do in life. We get so busy with work, so busy with our family, so busy doing things that we desire to do.
Mm-hmm.
But God is still a jealous God. He
Amen.
Wants to be first, number one.
Yeah.
The time that we invest in spending time with God and getting to know him, that would cause our whole lives to run more smoothly. We
yeah.
wouldn't be in such of a rush. And he will order our steps, and we're able to weed out those things that are not even important, able to prioritize
mm-hmm.
the things that are important to the kingdom of God, because our minds and our bodies and our spirits, our everything about our being, because we're in him as he is
Amen.
In us. And that communion
yeah.
with God is so very vital and important. See,
yeah.
Moses sought to know his way. And we living in an era and a time when so many are just wanting to know what's in his hand,
yeah.
and not to know what's on his heart.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know what's
Amen.
On God's heart.
Yeah.
And we have to learn how to die daily to ourselves that we might live with him. He tells
Amen.
Us to deny ourselves. Take up our cross and follow after Jesus. He's the way. He's the truth
Amen.
And he's the life. And he doesn't
Amen.
Expect us to do it on our own.
Amen.
That comes with the relationship being developed. And sometimes and you know what? We never stop.
Amen.
Doctor, we never stop learning and growing and growing close to God. You know, they say
Amen.
The angels, every time they go around his throne, they see something more different about him. And they've been with him since eternity
Amen.
Started. And
Amen.
So I don't know how we can think that we ever know God enough, because just when you think you've arrived and just
mm-hmm.
when you think you've got it all and you know it all, he'll throw you a curve.
That's right.
Put us in our place. And let us know, you don't know me. You don't know all of
that's,
me.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
And he's so loving that when we do get off track, you know, he said that if we confess our sins, that he's faithful and he's
yes.
just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yeah,
yeah. Pastor Hunter and I talk all the time about how much God loves us, even in
Amen.
Our midst. He don't give
yes.
up on us, and we
That's
dare
right.
not give up on him.
Amen. Amen. No, we won't.
No, we won't.
That's right.
No matter how hard it gets, no matter how tough the times and how hard the trials.
That's right.
I intend to endure to the end.
Amen. 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 Yes, Lord. Amen. Well, one thing I know, I just do believe that God won't put no more on us than we can bear. I mean, sometimes we you know, sometimes you get a pain or something that's like, and you know, I don't know if anybody ever had a deep pain or wound and it hurts so bad, and then when it starts relieving, it's like, man, thank you, Jesus. You know, you go through that, but I don't think God will put no more on us than we can bear. Amen? I believe that. And the things that we go through sometimes is for a testimony. We are living witnesses, and it's a testimony. And I find so many people, like we were saying, that don't have a relationship with him. They know of him, but they don't know him. And just like you were saying, when you think you have arrived, he throws another, look, he throws something even bigger, another scripture at you. And you're like, oh, now you grasp that, you know. And then there's another scripture, because that one scripture can mean so many things. It can mean something in this season that it didn't mean in that season, you know. And so the scriptures come alive in your life. And I find that a lot of people have not received the Holy Spirit yet. They have not received the Holy Spirit. And so that's on a whole nother level. On a whole nother level. When you receive the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And that's a whole nother level. And there have been people who have, I think they said, gone to school to learn how to speak in tongues. It is not, it's given by the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit don't give it to you, nobody else can. You got a false tongue. That's what you have. If somebody have been trying to teach you how to speak in tongues, you got a false tongue, because it's going to come. Because the Bible says, will not the Father give it to those who ask the promise, which is the Holy Spirit? He said, if your earthly father know how to give good gifts, how much more? And the Holy Ghost is a good gift. The Holy Spirit is the best gift that you can have. Amen? And so I find that a lot of people don't have that level of speaking in tongues. And not everybody won't speak in tongues. We know that. Everybody won't. But they don't know who the Holy Spirit really is. Trusting and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead, to guide, to counsel, and do whatever they need to do in their life when they speak and meditate on the Word of God. So a lot of people really don't know. So that's why when you call for the elders of the church to come together, like I said, the world is together. It's getting the body of Christ together for such a time as this. So when we speak that word, we can see it come to pass, like on the day of Pentecost. And we can see those things. We have seen them. I'm sure that all of us here on the most of us on the radio tonight have witnesses, have seen these things as we spoke the word of God. By the grace of God, we've seen these things come past. Amen? People being healed, people being delivered, people being set free by faith. But it's only by faith. Amen?
Amen.
We have seen it. So I thank God for us here tonight that are on the radio who are not afraid to speak of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is not afraid to lift up his name. Amen? Who is not afraid?
Amen.
I thank God that we are not ashamed of the gospel. Amen? Don't mind coming on the radio saying, hey, we're not ashamed of the gospel. We will speak of the Lord Jesus Christ because we meditate on his word. We know him spiritually. We have a relationship with him. Not saying that we'll never know everything. We're always learning and looking to learn from him. Amen? Always.
Amen.
We're always
Amen.
Seeking him. Seeking him. Lord, what's this? What's that? What's next? We're always seeking him. and not just for things. We're seeking him for the most precious gift, and that's his word. We're seeking him for direction. Amen? We're seeking him for all the things in life. We're seeking him not for just worldly things, spiritual. First, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. So we're seeking him first. And then he just throwing in other stuff on us. Somebody, I mean, he just have other people to come and say, let me bless you, give you that, give you this, give you, and you're like, okay. You know, so he throw in other things at times. Somebody come along and bless you. He just threw that in. But he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And so that's what I love about the word of God. I love it. I love his word. I thank God. I give God the glory. It is truly a blessing to be able to come together in fellowship with true believers, those who will come together with you, saying, I got something else to do, but I'm going to put this aside right now so we can come together as a body. And we don't need millions of people. All we need is two or three. The Bible says, well, two or three are joined together in my name. He said, I'm in the midst. Because like he told Gideon, you had too many anyway.
Yes.
See? So somebody in that group may not be even connected to what we're talking about. So I thank God for true believers, those who have a heart for God. Amen? Because if you have a heart for God, you have a heart for God's people coming together in faith, praying for their deliverance, praying for them to be healed, delivered, set free in the name of Jesus. And Jesus said he healed all those who came to him. Amen? All those
Amen.
That was brought before. He healed them. Hallelujah, Jesus. He healed them that was brought before him. Amen? He healed them all. So we thank God tonight for whatever we need if in our body and for others in the name of Jesus. We pray for them that God will heal, deliver, and set them free. And we thank God tonight for blessing each and every one of us. Because we're able to lift up his name tonight. Amen? So it's just truly
Amen.
A blessing. And I thank God and give God the glory for it. I thank him so much. Amen?
You know, he said, I'm mindful of this. As you was talking about that, I remember one day I was in church. And I was a new Holy Spirit-filled Christian. And I was loving on God. Just in awe of this experience the experiences that I was having with him. And I was in church and my sister was with me, and she actually thought I had just about lost my mind, because everything in me was just God. I mean, I couldn't go.
Yes.
I did not leave my house without my sword. I was always in the word, reading and praying, and the word was just coming out of me. And she thought I needed to be put in a crazy house. For me, I'm serious.
Yeah.
But we're in church, and I'm in a charismatic church, and she's Baptist, and people around me are speaking in tongues, you know, just speaking in their heavenly language.
Mm-hmm.
And I was speaking real quietly because I didn't want her to hear me pray in tongues. And I heard the Spirit of God say, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
It was one of the, we've been talking about the benefits, this young man we've been listening to. And I pray you on the line Monday, because he got a word that God put inside of him. But is the journey that we have with God, he becomes so real to us. He's not a myth. You know, some areas of, I'm going to say religion, because that's what it is. Man-made stuff that teach you things. You know, they put Christ on the cross every Sunday and they take him down. I've been in that kind of service. But I didn't know God because I'm hungry for God.
Right.
But nothing about my life is different. I'm thinking that he's so far away up in the sky somewhere that I really don't know how to get to him.
Right,
and
right.
In anger one day, this is the God's only truth. I said, God, if you who you say you are and I'm supposed to belong to you, something about my life should be different.
Amen. Come
and
on.
And I walked out of church. I did not go to church. I said, I'm not going till I find you.
Amen.
My children were babies, and they were still going to church and still going to church. But I had an encounter with God.
Amen. Amen.
You know, when he said that the Holy Spirit, that we can't come to him, that he draws us, he was drawing me. He put a hunger in me to search for him.
Amen.
And then
Amen.
I began to hear his voice.
Yes.
In part of the darkest part of my life, I heard him speak to me. And he became real. It's not always, you know, we tell people that you got to come to the altar and confess this prayer.
No.
It is so intimate. You can say words with your mouth, but you never draw to him with your heart.
Amen. That's it.
Because when he comes, your whole life changes. You transformed into another being. He said, old things are passed away, and now you behold, you're a new creature.
Amen.
You must be born again, born of water, and the second birth, born of the Spirit. When you're born of the Spirit, everything about your life changes.
That's right.
And when you don't know how to hold on to faith, because I used to sit on the side of my bed, and I'm saying, Jesus, I just want more faith. I'm praying for faith. Every morning it disturbed me because I did not believe that I had faith. Not really crossing that scripture where he gave every man a measure of faith.
Yes.
But I wanted the faith that moved mountains.
Mountains, come on.
And he told me, the Spirit told me, I heard this in my spirit, if you can't trust in your faith, trust in mine.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And like you said, you'll read something one time and then you go back and it's another revelation and another revelation.
I'm
in him and he's in me, then it's really not my faith that I'm relying on. I'm relying on
That's
his
right.
faith, but his faith is my faith. It becomes my faith when I'm trusting in him. And
That's
so
right.
it's not
That's
because
right.
I'm saying a word, I'm speaking his word. Jesus,
That's
you
right.
said that okay. you were wounded for my transgressions. And
Amen.
You said that you were chastised, the chastisement of my peace is upon you.
Mm-hmm.
You said that by your stripes we're already healed.
Amen.
You did
Amen.
That for us on the cross.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And so I don't have to imagine or think that he won't do what he said he'd do because he said it's already done.
Amen. That's
and
right.
And we go through tests and we go through trials, and you said this thing, and it's so important that we know that the things that we go through are not for ourselves.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That Amen. We're going to go through trials. Anyone who desires to live holy and righteous will suffer persecution. But he tells us, don't be overwhelmed by that because I've overcome the world.
Amen.
And if we,
Amen.
You know, when we were going through trials, if we just thank him in the midst of the trial, even though we don't know the why and we don't know the when we're coming out, but we
That's
know
right.
that he has a purpose and a plan for our life.
Amen.
Even in our pain, if we just thank him. God, you're in control. My life don't belong to me. It belongs to you anyway. It must be
That's
a reason that you're allowing me to go through this trial. You're allowing me to go through this pain in my body. And I believe that because you let me go through this pain in my body, just like you, Jesus, were acquainted with all of our sorrows and all of our griefs, that you want us to know how it feels, how someone else feels when they're going through pain. And if we understand the depths of somebody else's pain, if we're acquainted with somebody else's grief, we have more compassion. Because at the end of the day, love heals.
Amen.
God loves.
Amen.
For mankind heals.
Mm-hmm.
And it destroys the yokes. And it brings deliverance.
Amen.
Faith works by love. And it's impossible to please God without faith.
Without, amen.
So it has to be impossible to please him without us loving him and loving others.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, I thank God for the opportunity that we come live on this radio station. I want to thank God for what he's done. But tonight we came together for a specific thing, and that is to lift up different people that we know. And there's somebody that's called me while I was on the phone with Sister Valerie, and she says, I'm on my way to heaven. And I said, you're not on your way to heaven? She said, no. I said, no, that's a lie from the devil. And so we began to pray, and now she's in the hospital. She's kind of settled down some. But Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, this night, above all nights, this moment in time, we declare and decree your word over this lady, over Sister Sandra Jones, Cynthia Jones, not only her father, but some other people that may be in sick place, somebody that needs help right with their faith to get increased. The more they increase their faith, the more they speak the word of God. The more they start digesting the word of God, the more they start reading and start praying and pushing it out of the spirit. And Father, I want to thank you tonight for Dr. McClendon, what she's doing, Father. I want to thank you for the attitude that all the women have. And I know somebody's on the line right now, Father, but the line is open. But I'm declaring, Father, right now, that our sister, our brother, our aunt, our uncle, but we want to take God's word and do what he said. Go use thou for y'all get up and go into the world. Go next door to your neighbor and preach the word, teach the word, lay hands on somebody and watch them recover. We're living in that time right now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank,
thank
you.
Father. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we declare healing over all bodies.
Right here in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Touch that woman on the line, right? 28, 9, 28. Touch them for 8, 9, 3, 6. Touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch
Hallelujah.
Them. Show up, Papa.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank
everything.
You.
And I just declare and decree. This is not about me. It's about you, Father. I don't have the power to do what you do. You work through me.
Yeah.
I know some other people right now. Their faith needs to be increased by watching what you can do right now. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you,
Father.
Anybody else? Anybody else? An offer prayer. You got to. You have the right. Anybody else? You have the right. Amen. Dynamic teacher. Dynamic teacher on both sides. Dynamic. Anybody else have prayer they want to say? Maybe you want us to let her know. You want us to pray for you. Just say yes. The line is open. All you got to do is say yes. We'll pray for you because we want God somewhere across America, somewhere across the continent, we want to pray for some people. We know what God can do. We see it doing our lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. You know, I'm gonna say this because it's in my spirit to say it. You see, it's some people on the line, and what the enemy does is he keep them quiet. He won't let them say anything because that way he can stay where he is. You know, he can keep you from getting your healing, your deliverance, and being set free. He brings fear in. See, he brings fear in, and he keeps you from operating. He keeps you from going forth. Amen. So if you just want whatever, if you want us to pray for you, whatever area, you tell God, and if you want us to pray, we'll pray. We will definitely pray. You can just say yes or just pray for me, whatever. We'll do it. We don't have to know anything. Because we're willing. We're willing vessels to pray. That's what we're here for. Willing vessels to pray for anyone. We are elders of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're called to this mission. Amen? And we love Amen. It. We love doing the will of God. Praise God. Amen.
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 Anybody online want to say something to us? Go ahead, someone. I see your number. I see you. I'm going to call your number. You know, I don't want to embarrass somebody. 8936. Your last four is 8936. 34. Are you there? Amen. 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 The last four of your cell number. 8. Oh, praise God. All right. Anybody on the line, come on right now. You got something you want to say, a prayer. The time has been increased because this is all about God, not about me.
Amen.
Not about
Amen.
It's all about God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And if y'all want, if you want to pray, you're welcome to do that too. Amen. The portal
is open. The last four numbers I see right now, call them up. 3789. Are you there? Can we talk?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, this is Mother McKenzie. Please pray for me and my family.
Amen, Mother McKenzie. Amen.
Amen.
Father, tonight Mother McKenzie has called in for prayer. But Father, we declare and decree. According to seven layers of skin right now, we speak the word of God, and we ask you, Holy Spirit, to move in our body tonight, to move like never before, Father. And we want to thank you for Mother McKenzie, but I know you can strengthen her body. All of the bones, all 30-some, 40-some are bones. All the bones, from the high bone to the low bone, to the back bone, to the knee bone, to the bone. I know you can heal. I know you can replenish, Father, right now. But we're calling upon you right now as elders. We're calling upon you, Father, for fulfill your word. And tonight we just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Mother McKenzie, can you say a word also, a prayer on the radio station?
Sir?
I said, can you go ahead over and pray a prayer on the radio station tonight? Go ahead, Mother McKenzie.
All right. Thank you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I come right now, Lord, as humble as I know I come just to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, any hasty as I had in tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. But, oh, God, what I have, I said thank you. We said thank you, Lord
Jesus.
This radio station right now, Lord G. We ask that you continue to touch each and every one that's on the line tonight, Lord G. Some need a healing, some need forgiveness, some need just a touch from you, Lord G. Oh, God,
yeah.
You created us and you made us and you know all about us, Lord G. So
yeah,
right now, just heal us. Just,
Oh,
heal.
Touch
heal.
Father. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Touch
by
Father.
Hands
in
we submitted. Hey, see, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hey, yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hey, see, Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, Lord.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
Lord.
Thank you.
The benefits. Oh yes, the benefits. Yes, the benefits. Mm. Aha! The benefits. The benefits. The benefits. Amen. 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 Brother Greg, you come online. You on the line with Brother Greg? Praise God. Praise
God. Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
The last number is 1641. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Hunter.
All right. Well, go right ahead and just, okay, that's you. That's you, Beth. Oh, praise the living God. But, you know, one of the things I found out tonight, when the sister, when we've been talking, God is so good. It's magnificent. Amen.
Yes,
all right. Dr. McClendon, take over. You got it. Go ahead. Go ahead, McClendon.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that was such a powerful message through that song, and I truly enjoyed it. I thank God for that. We needed that tonight. Holy Spirit, come in. Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We need you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Father. I thank God for that song.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because he knows what we need. He knows what we need. Amen. Mm-hmm. And he presented that. He allowed the sister to present that song to us tonight because he knows what we need. More of him. More of him. More of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and to teach us. Amen. And I heard the sister Valerie talk about John 15:7, he said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. So God is purging us that we may bring forth more fruit in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for that. I thank God for it. God knows what we needed. He knows what we need. We are in him, and he's in us. He's in us. So we thank God, give God the glory for what he has done, what he's doing, what he's about to do in our lives. And I thank God for allowing all of us to come together tonight. It's just such a blessing for all of, for God's people to be on one accord, amen, praying
amen.
And believing the same thing, for people to be healed, delivered, and set free, amen, because
amen.
God knows what we need. So I thank God tonight that we're all on one accord, believing his word, believing that the people will be healed, delivered, and set free. Whatever they need, we're believing God for it tonight. Whatever we need, we're believing God for it tonight. Amen? We're believing him tonight for what we need. So we thank God, give God the glory. Amen. I tell you, this has truly, tonight is a blessing. It is a blessing to us to come together like this. Truly a blessing. I'm excited in my spirit. I thank God. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for tonight. If there be nothing else, someone got a statement they want to say, another song want to be sung. Amen. If not, close us out, Dr. McClendon.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you tonight, Father, for what you have done. We thank you for allowing us to come together, Father. We believers, Father, we are believers, believing that those who was on the line and those who are not, who we are praying for, Father, we believe that you will go by their place, Father, that they'll be healed, delivered, and set free, that you will give them their daily bread, Father. Tonight is the night we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We're calling those things be not as though they already are. Healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we just want to glorify you. We want to lift up your name and just give you all praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Shalom. 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 See you on the other side. God bless you.
God bless y'all.
God bless y'all. Love y'all. Good night.
God bless y'all.